On an island about 4 miles off of Kodiak, researchers are trying to figure out why Pacific cod stocks are crashing in the Gulf of Alaska and how climate change may be affecting the fish when they're young. KMXT's Mitch Borden caught a ride out with them on one of their trips and has the story.
Mike Litzo and his wife Alyssa Abukair are stuck.
We have to get some kelp out, Liz.
They're trying to pull in a beach seine on a soggy gray day on Long Island, but they're catching more seaweed than fish as they slowly sink deeper into the shore's mud.
Oh no, it's the freaking mother load. Oh, this will be our day right here, if we're not careful.
This isn't a normal fishing trip. Litzo and Abukair are both marine scientists, and they're collaborating on a study for the University of Alaska Fairbanks to figure out why Pacific cod stocks are declining in the Gulf of Alaska and how warming waters may be affecting the species when they're young. But to do that, they need cod to study, which is why they're currently struggling to pull in a net. When the seine's finally on shore, Litzo begins counting up the catch.
Oh, there's a fish.
Yeah, big dolly. Guessing? Nope. It's a greenling that Alyssa will identify.
There aren't any cod among the small flopping fish, but every specimen is still inspected and recorded before they're tossed back into the water. Litzo says he isn't surprised they're not catching any cod today because it's probably too early for them to come into shore. As it becomes warmer, though, more and more fish will begin to appear, including the small cod they're looking for.
So over the winter, you know, we would come out and we'd set 5 sets and we'd get, I think at the low point, like 15 fish. And then in the summer, if you hit a big school of fish, you know, you can get 15,000 fish in one set.
Once juvenile cod begin to show up in their net, Litzo and Abukair will measure them, examine the fish to figure out what they're eating, and he says collect the small ear bones, or the otoliths, of the cod, which will be used to determine the temperature of the water the fish grew up in.
So there's all kinds of information you can get sort of over time once you catch the fish.
The reason it's important to collect this data is the Gulf of Alaska has been unusually warm for the past few years. In that time, cod populations have crashed. Cod is an important commercial fishery in the Gulf, and the quota was recently cut by about 80% for 2018. Litzo says the unusually warm water in the Gulf is connected to climate change. And, he believes, the reason the cod population declined so quickly is that juvenile cod couldn't find enough food to sustain themselves in these warmer temperatures. But that's only a hypothesis right now, which is why Litzo and Abukair are trying to collect as much information that will help explain the collapse.
As you get a number of years together, you can start to understand something about how environmental changes are affecting the population. And that's the ultimate goal. But it does take a few years, you know, to get enough data to be able to answer questions like that.
Which means Litzo and Abukair will hopefully be taking a lot more trips to cast their net to see what more they can learn about how cod are being affected by the changing climate in the Gulf of Alaska. In Kodiak, on Long Island, I'm Mitch Borden.